treasure hunters of old who would dream of looting precious items from the shipwrecks probably thought the hardest part of the job was finding the wrecks in the first place. But these days, scientists and conservationists have the challenge of stopping the corroded and waterlogged materials from just simply falling apart. A man who's devoted more than three decades to preserving our shipwreck heritage is Dr. Ian McLeod. He's an executive director of the WA Museum. He joins us on Afternoons. Great to talk to you, Ian.
Hi, Gillian. A pleasure to be talking to the ABC.
Now, with our huge coastline, I imagine WA is a rather good, or should I say bad, place for shipwrecks.
Oh, it's good for business, indeed. And I think, you know, one of the things that characterises the West Australian shore is all the series of near coastal reefs, and great for breeding ground for all our fish stocks, but also not so good if you're a ship's captain, particularly in the 17th to the 19th century.
Where are they mostly found?
Basically scattered all up and down the coast, you know, from the top of the Kimberley to the bottom of Esperance. But naturally, there's a big lot of them in and around the present, you know, Perth metropolitan area. And, of course, in and around Rottnest Island, which was a bit of an obstacle for many of them.
And when we're talking about preserving shipwrecks and their artefacts, are we talking about the items brought to the surface or the wrecks themselves on the ocean floor?
Well, in the old days, they used to be really just talking about the artefacts that were recovered. But nowadays, the modern practice of shipwreck conservation is to look at in situ preservation. So that can range from your individual objects that are being treated on the seabed to an attempt to stabilise the whole wreck site.
So we've got the Batavia, I suppose that's Western Australia's most famous shipwreck and the horror story that comes with that. What can you tell from the relics?
Well, it's an amazing thing that by looking at the corrosion products on the metal objects, they actually are like a storybook that, you know, the State Library would love to have. But in fact, you really need to know the language of decay to be able to read that chronology of degradation. And so that's one thing that conservators do. As they peel back the layers of corrosion and they take samples of it, and we analyze them under electron microscopes and using X-ray diffraction to find out their crystal structure. And we can work out backwards what has happened, basically, from the time when the ship got wrecked to the time when the artefacts were recovered.
That's just absolutely fascinating. Dr. Ian McLeod is an executive director of the WA Museum, and we're talking about the conservation work involved in preserving some of the artefacts of our shipwrecks off the WA coast, of which there are many. And it must be quite chilling, particularly with shipwrecks where there's a story attached to them that's quite grim.
It is, and the first time I was on the Batavia wreck site and on Beacon Island, I was very much aware, as in the words of Hugh Edwards, you know, our wonderful West Australian author, said, the island of angry ghosts. And you could feel the palpable presence of those who are still, in a spiritual sense, trapped on the island. And I mean, who wouldn't be distressed even hundreds of years after the events that unfolded there, because they were absolutely miserable and rotten.
And it must have, I'm thinking now about WA's first steamship, which was a long time ago now, but as you uncover these kind of artefacts and these stories, you also uncover new ways of preserving our history and the stories that these shipwrecks hold.
And, well, in fact, with the case of the Xantho, that work was very much a wonderful example of partnership between the maritime archaeologists and the conservators, both designing the in-situ survey and the beginning of stabilisation on the seabed, the recovery of the artefact, taking off 5.5 tonnes of corrosion products and marine growth. And then after 20 years, painstaking work, being able to get the engine to be able to be turned over again, which isn't a bad achievement after 112 years of decay.
No, it's a fantastic achievement. Are you pleased with the progress science has achieved to slow the deterioration of these kind of stories, or are you frustrated we can't move quickly enough?
I'm a fairly patient person, and so, in fact, I'm well pleased. But even in the last 4 or 5 years, we've made some quite exciting discoveries about the way in which we've been able to actually measure and quantify what's called the biodynamic effect of corrosion, whereby we can pick up, Julian, it's amazing, we can actually pick up the difference between the corrosion rate of the sunny side and the dark side of ships in, you know, tropical waters, where the branching corals reach out, and as they reach out and trap more food, that creates localized turbulence. And that turbulence brings a greater movement of oxygenated seawater to the surface. And therefore, the metal corrodes faster on the sunny side than on the dark side.
Must be just such an incredible workplace. I can't even imagine how eerie and how beautiful it would be all at the same time.
Yeah, well, it's you're aware that you're in a special environment. So you take care, you know, to make sure you don't run out of air or anything stupid like that, but also you need to be aware of the fact that a lot of these wrecks, particularly the World War II wrecks in Chuuk Lagoon in Micronesia, they are in fact war graves, and so you treat them, you know, with reverence and respect, and as a result, you get wonderful results.
It's just been fascinating talking to you, Dr. McLeod. I'll give the details of your lecture very shortly, but thanks so much for your time.
And thank you, Gillian. Bye-bye.
Dr. Ian McLeod, who is the Executive Director of the WA Museum, and he'll be giving a talk on Western Australian shipwrecks and the conservatives and scientists and the challenges they have preserving some of these incredible items. It's this Friday, August the 19th, Victoria Quay, Fremantle.